Imagine waking up one morning to find your gray hair returning to its natural color, chronic pain vanishing, and energy levels soaring beyond what you've felt in decades. This isn't fantasy. It's the reported reality for thousands who've practiced the five Tibetan rites. When ancient secret of the Fountain of Youth first emerged in 1939, it preserved what might have been lost forever, a system of rejuvenation so effective that practitioners claim it literally turns back the clock. The book's influence has touched wellness pioneers like Deepak Chopra and celebrities including Jennifer Aniston and Jim Carrey. What makes this slim volume so powerful? It offers something remarkably rare, a simple, practical system anyone can follow. Five exercises taking just minutes daily, but promising extraordinary results. As China's 1950 invasion of Tibet destroyed countless monasteries and sacred texts, this book became a lifeline to an ancient wisdom that recognizes aging not as inevitable, but as a condition we've accepted simply because we believe we have no choice. The narrator first met Colonel Bradford, a retired British Army officer whose stooped posture and balding head suggested he was around 70. Bradford was captivated by tales of Tibetan lamas who had supposedly discovered the secret to eternal youth. Bradford journeyed to the Himalayas to find this monastery. Years later, when they reunited, the narrator was astonished to see a vibrant figure appearing 15 years younger, with a full head of dark hair and abundant energy. The secret, Bradford explained, involved seven energy vortexes, chakras, that govern the endocrine system and aging process. These vortexes spin rapidly in youth, but slow with age. The Tibetan lamas had developed five simple rites that restored proper spinning to these energy centers, effectively reversing aging when practiced daily. The monastery's elders, some over 100 years old, but appearing no more than 40, were living proof of this phenomenon. The beauty of this system lies in its simplicity. Five basic movements anyone can perform regardless of fitness level. Each rite targets specific energy vortexes, harmonizing the body's vital forces. The first rite involves spinning clockwise with arms outstretched to accelerate all seven vortexes simultaneously. Beginners should start with just 6 repetitions to avoid dizziness, gradually building to 21. Unlike whirling dervishes who spin to exhaustion, the lamas spin just enough to activate energy centers without depleting them. The second rite begins lying flat on your back. With arms alongside your body, simultaneously lift both head and legs, head tucking toward chest, and legs rising vertically. Inhale while lifting, exhale while lowering. The third rite involves kneeling upright with hands against thighs. Tuck your chin to chest, then arch backward as far as comfortable, using hands for support. Inhale while arching back, exhale when returning upright. These movements work regardless of your starting point. You begin where you are and progress naturally as your body responds, gaining both physical benefits and heightened consciousness. The fourth rite begins seated with legs extended. Place hands beside buttocks, tuck chin, then raise your body into a tabletop position with trunk and thighs horizontal, arms and lower legs vertical. Tense all muscles at the peak. Inhale while raising, hold while tensing, exhale when lowering. This rite balances the heart and throat vortexes. The fifth rite starts face down with hands and feet shoulder-width apart. Begin in upward dog position with spine arched downward, then raise hips while tucking chin to form an inverted V, downward dog. Alternate between positions with coordinated breathing. This final rite completes the circuit connecting all seven vortexes. Together, the five rites normalize spinning speed of all energy centers. In a healthy 25-year-old, vortexes spin harmoniously at the same rate. Aging occurs as they desynchronize, causing graying hair, wrinkles, decreased energy, and hormonal imbalances. By restoring harmonious spinning, practitioners report reversing aging by addressing the fundamental energetic imbalance rather than isolated symptoms. After forming the Himalaya Club to share these practices with others over 50, every member experienced significant improvements. Gray hair darkened, wrinkles diminished, energy increased, and health problems faded. When members noticed Bradford's more dramatic results, he revealed additional practices. For those seeking extraordinary vitality beyond ordinary health, Bradford introduced a sixth rite designed to channel active sexual energy toward higher consciousness. The sixth rite involved standing straight, exhaling completely while bending forward, then returning upright with hands pressing on hips, pulling in the abdomen, and raising the chest. This position is held before breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, redirecting vital life force upward through all vortexes, not denying sexual energy, but transmuting it. The Lama's dietary practices were straightforward, never mixing food types in a single meal, particularly avoiding combinations of starches and proteins. Bradford explained, "When you eat only one type of food at a meal, digestion proceeds efficiently. Your body requires less food, yet extracts more nourishment." They also emphasized thorough chewing and treating mealtime as sacred. Bradford explained the direct connection between a man's voice and sexual energy, linking throat and sexual vortexes. He noted that high, shrill voices signaled diminishing sexual vitality and energy. His solution was consciously lowering one's speaking voice through the mm-mm-mm exercise in progressively lower tones. The vibration created by a deeper voice literally stimulates the vortexes, Bradford emphasized. Men practicing this technique reported significant improvements in confidence, relationships, and energy within weeks. Bradford later introduced mantra mind magic, the mental component of the Lama system. Its fundamental principle was that thought energy manifests into physical form through the superconscious mind. His method for creating effective mantras involved listing desires, identifying emotional rewards, and formulating brief, positive commands spoken aloud with conviction. Bradford also introduced Om as rite number 7, a sound whose vibration affects the superconscious mind, brain, and nervous system. This practice requires preparation through the first 5 rites, clean diet, and increased water intake. China's invasion of Tibet devastated the culture, preserving these ancient practices just 10 years after this book's publication. Monasteries were destroyed, texts burned, and of approximately 600,000 monks in pre-invasion Tibet, only about 7,000 survived, while 100,000 fled to neighboring countries. This historical context gives the book added significance. It preserves knowledge that might otherwise have been lost forever. The 5 Tibetan rites represent not just a health system, but a connection to an endangered ancient wisdom tradition. Modern science increasingly validates the benefits of mindful movement, breathwork, and meditation incorporated in the 5 rites. Studies confirm traditional Tibetan practices positively impact stress levels, immune function, and cellular aging. The greatest fountain of youth may lie in timeless wisdom that recognizes our capacity for renewal at any age. These 5 simple movements offer both physical rejuvenation and a pathway to reclaiming our natural vitality, connecting us with an ancient tradition that understood the unity of body, energy, and consciousness.